And now, live from Pod Cabin in Burbank, California, it's the Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend show. Tonight, Allison welcomes her guests. She's a writer, performer, jeweler, and set destroyer. It's Emily Fleming. And he's a comedian and writer who's perhaps best known for having the cleanest taint in Hollywood. It's Jordan Morris. Tone Zone is here to produce this show in such a way as to make it funny. I'm her husband, Daniel, saying hop on board the love bus and say hello to your new best friend, Allison Rosen.
Allison Rosen, Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Allison, Allison, with her the good times never end. Allison Rosen, doing the wavy pencil dance again. Allison Rosen, Allison's your new best friend.
Hello, my little blackberry jam cakes. Welcome to another exciting episode of Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. That particular refreshing and delicious sounding carbohydrate was sent in on Patreon by Lindsay Chandler. And yes, I am on Patreon. All sorts of fun stuff there. There are episodes of The Friend Zone. That's my bonus Patreon podcast. There's one that has, I've titled it All the Dirty Details. And if your curiosity is not piqued, you might not have a pulse. And then also, there was an Ask Me Anything that I did with Daniel, and he was in what I would call not a good mood at the beginning. And then because I can't experience anything without talking about it at the time, I had to call him on it, and then shit got real. And I thought, well, did you guys know that I was going to give an entire real-time rundown of the episode?
I kind of figured so.
Yeah. And I thought, uh-oh, people might not like this. But actually, the feedback has been very strong because everyone says Daniel was very real and they related to you.
That's right. I'm like a truth cannon. Cool right. as fuck.
But you rent yourself out and sometimes they stuff you with t-shirts. You're like, sorry, you don't know if you're going to get
truth t-shirt cannon.
Or a t-shirt that says like Budweiser on it.
That's right.
Anyway, if you go for an annual subscription, you get 2 months free.
That's a good deal.
Patreon.com/Allison Rosen. I would like to say hello to 3/4 of my guests. I had to do a little bit of quick math. The other quarter is on her way. Jordan Morris, hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry to hear that people like truth. I will only be bringing fake
t-shirts?
Bullshit. Yes, and t-shirts. I'll be bringing surface level bullshit and also t-shirts that say dump them out.
Oh, yeah. Don't feel... Oh, do you feel like the gauntlet has been thrown because I said that they wanted like Daniel's truth?
Oh, you mean I guess I could play this one of two ways. Mm. I could either just take the other position and be full of shit the entire time, or I can challenge myself to maybe open up a little more than I am usually comfortable with.
Which one should I do,
audience? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. You know what? Let us know.
Okay.
Just do your usual whatever. Let us know in the comments. And then the next time you come on, you can really
bring
it.
I'll do that one. Yes, yeah. I'll do. But who knows? I mean, there might be some people who love fake surface level bullshit.
I mean, who doesn't love that person that just disagrees just for the sake of it? Don't you
right.
love that?
That is a fun kind of person.
Someone's here. Tony.
Oh, my God.
Play it.
I do believe I heard the door. It's something I will not ignore. There's someone I am waiting for, and I believe they're here. It's time to do an interview with me and them and all of you, so don't you ever fear. Because my guest is here. Because my guest is here. Because my guest is here. I hope that they don't go away while I'm on my way over there. So sit right back, enjoy the show. Won't you give a cheer? Because my guest is here. Because my guest is here.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey. Oh, boy.
Hey,
hi, how are you?
I'm
okay,
good
to see you. Yeah.
Hi.
Should we do a photo now, Daniel, or should we do it like in the middle of the two episodes?
Oh, why don't we do it now while I have a smile still in my heart?
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Joining us now is Emily Fleming.
Hi, I'm here. I was late.
You got a special theme song intro.
I did?
Yeah. Yes. So part of the debate of whether we should start before you got here... Because I was like, I feel like she's going to be here any minute. But if we start, then we can use our Because My Guest Is Here drop song that I haven't used in a really long time.
Really good.
So thank you.
Well, I'm very excited. Keep it a surprise because I'll hear it when the episode comes out.
But thank you for being stuck in traffic or whatever happened to you.
Train.
You took the train?
Train to the bus. Yeah. Well, I got off of the train stop and I was like, fuck the bus. I'm going to just get an Uber. And then it was a guy who was clearly stoned who picked me up because it said he was 3 minutes away and that took 10. And then I got in and I spilt a little bit of water and I was like, oh no, I spilled water. And then he was like, oh man. And he just stared at the water for what felt like an eternity.
Jeez.
Isn't it weird that we're like made of this stuff? Okay.
Yeah. And then I was like, I think we should go, though. I'll figure out the water. Just like, let's go. So I had a napkin in my bag or something. Old receipts.
Were you concerned about his driving ability, though?
No. No. Sometimes I'm just like, if this is the end, all right.
Take me now.
She died as she lived.
Yeah, in
a car with a stoned guy.
Exactly.
Well, wonderful to have you. I need to hear about everything you've been doing because I know you have.
Nice.
You guys, there's a couple new things going on. Hello, Daniel. You look.
Hi, I'm just trying to think of what the new thing is here or with them.
With them.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel, I want to know about that soft ass looking t-shirt
it
you got.
It is such a good shirt. I was just thinking
it
that.
Is my favorite soft? Shirt. It's great. Yes.
Looks
it's
real soft. Soft. Right
now. Is this the product? Are we going to launch?
I should make it the product, except they don't sell it anywhere we can link it. I think it's like you can only get it through their own website.
It's woven by fairies and.
So what is it? Good light? Hold on.
I don't know who it is.
Take Did off I get the shirt. Show us the tag.
Did I get it for you?
It's Good Life.
What's Good Life?
I asked for more of these for Christmas, and that was promptly ignored.
You can't order from Target.
Is that a Target brand? That's no. Like, hey, no shade. Target. No,
I think
no.
You're Steph. Thinking of Good
what's and Gather.
Other?
Good and Gather.
No, that is
Target. That's their food.
So I had done some research on like the softest cotton. And I think I found this shirt through that. Yeah.
Nice.
And then you asked for more for Christmas and I ignored it.
You fucking ignored the shit.
I don't remember
out of it.
You even asking.
You ignored it with a vengeance. because like I was just so tired of t-shirts that aren't like soft and comfy.
Emily and I talked about this on our podcast that we'll talk about later.
Yay.
But I love a soft t-shirt like that. And tees these days have gotten so beefy. The new trend is a thick, beefy tee.
Wait,
and I don't like
that?
It.
We're back to beefy tees because
I think we're back to beefy
tees. Is it a trend that people like it or is it just cheaper?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if it's because of preferences are changing or just, companies are getting cheaper and can't crank out those softies.
Yeah, we were talking about how we American Apparel t-shirts were.
Yes,
they are the best, but we don't like the.
Sure, yes.
Right. The guy who
created
the brand.
An evil man.
But,
if there was a comparably soft t-shirt.
There is a shirt that I got. I was at a Crossroads. I typically shop at Crossroads and eBay. And that's about it. So,
I thought you meant you were actually at a Crossroads. I'm like, which way did you
listen?
So it's a guy with a violin.
At any given moment, I am at a Crossroads in my life.
The light side or the dark side? Which one to turn to?
That's true. But at Crossroads, I got this shirt that it was a men's shirt. I'll go in it's Buck Mason is the brand.
Okay.
And I think he's kind of like
a
higher end like brand or something. But on eBay, you could find them all for like $20 and they're really soft.
Ooh, dang.
And cool.
I got to get some bucks.
Yeah. They're going to be more kind of earthy, natural colors, though. There's not going to be like a bright blue and stuff like that. You know.
Are you a bright blue person, Jordan?
He looks good in blue.
That's yeah, but, that, nice but this is a light heathered blue. Not dissimilar.
That's a little bit more jewel-y than like.
Well, yeah, I guess
you're
right.
Like a.
Is this like a. It's like we have hemp and moss and sand.
It's like Dune if it were like, leisure wear.
Okay.
Dune leisure wear.
Like it's clothes that will absorb your own pee.
Is that what Dune is? I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't that all clothes?
They recycle all of your own body water.
Oh, boy. The takeaways from that movie that I've gotten are not the same as yours.
It's all piss drinking.
It's all about drinking your own pee.
I thought it was getting high off of sand.
No.
Getting your eyes all sparkly blue.
Drinking pee. That's why it's so popular.
Drinking pee.
Yeah,
drinking pee.
A lot of nasty piss freaks out there. I want to see something in IMAX.
Now you're spoiling. You spoiled Dune for everyone. It was just a piss kink movie.
Sorry.
Now, why am I being reminded of your Burning Man story?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to say here and now, I've never drank piss.
But what did you let a man wash you?
Oh, I let a man wash my taint. Yes.
What?
Yes. I let there
you
was
can
a man
see where it's similar, like yeah. in theme.
Yeah, there was a man. And this is one of my popular tales. I won't tell it in full, but just a Cliff's Notes.
I'm so upset that I don't know.
I'll tell you the whole thing later.
Okay.
This is the Cliff's Notes at Burning Man. I went to Burning Man 1 year, and there was a guy with one of those pump sprayers, you know, that you use to like spray a plant that's up high.
Yep, yep.
And he was washing taints, and that was his what he was giving back to the community.
Jordan was in that live life love.
Yes, I was. I was on my I was eating, I'm praying and loving. Yes.
That man was also at a crossroads.
He was. Oh, we were boy. All there together. Yes, a crossroads between the,
at
the
a crotch
ass and the
roads.
Balls. Yeah. and he washed my taint, and then he turns around to his friends he was there with, and he yells, 35. So he was keeping track.
I thought he was like guessing your age based on your butthole. Or
something. Oh, the rings! You can see the rings around the butthole. It's like a mighty oak, but it's my butt.
Do you think it was a contest? Like
oh, who can wash the most?
Like he got 35. The next day, you know.
Oh yeah, I wonder. I mean, I feel like I've told this so much. It's one of the key moments in my life. Yeah, I would love to get hold of Taint Wash Guy and ask him all these
How
questions.
How do you do?
I don't know. You know. If anybody out there, I don't know if this is a popular guy that does Burning Man every year. Mm. If he is, getting my menchies, Taint Wash Guy.
I know
guy.
One guy who goes to Burning Man every year, and he does this thing called the Glitter Gals.
Uh-huh.
I've never been. He's invited me like twice. One story about this guy, though. He was a Steadicam operator on this like pilot that I was on. And he was really cute, and I was into him. He wore those little finger toe
no,
shoes.
No, the five fingers.
He's a steady cam guy. He has to, like, you know, light on the feet.
That'd be nimble.
All right.
Yeah. But his entire apartment was Velcro.
What?
And I got, like, I got really excited about this.
What do you mean, the walls?
Me
exciting.
The walls, everything. So everything is stuck with Velcro. So if you go in the shower, there's Velcro on the walls where there is the body wash is Velcro to the wall. There's an iPad Velcro to the wall. The
How
toothbrush.
Get so much Velcro.
I don't know. I don't
Wait,
know.
That's the but, part that jumps out to
well,
you.
I'm just trying to think. Like, cheap. Is there a bulk all the remote?
Yeah, but if you get it in bulk, it's cheap.
Yeah, all right. The remote controls, everything is like every pot and pan is Velcro to the wall.
No one could ever break in and steal his stuff. It'd be so loud.
Yeah. That's so true. But I got excited because I thought I'm going to get pinned against a Velcro wall and fucked. It's going to, this is like very exciting.
The dream of all women.
That is not what happened. I got there and he was like, check this out. And he threw a pin against the wall and it stuck. And he was like, cool, right? I was like, yeah. Most like mediocre sex I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God, you actually had sex.
Yeah. I was in my live laugh
and you're
love.
Like I gotta get going home.
Yeah, exactly.
Get her head out.
What oh my color God. Velcro?
White. It's just
white.
The basic white.
Why?
I don't know. And I think he told me and I blacked out
because
I was so bored. But no, so he did this thing called the Glitter Girls. If he listens to this, I don't know, whatever. I won't say his name. But it was like a bunch
I feel
of girls.
Like people who know him are gonna know.
But
this
he,
the guy with the Velcro.
There's only so many glitter girls out there.
So people's apartment is
glitter Velcro. Girls thing. It was so. And of course, okay. So he would get these like baby pools out there at Burning Man, full of like lube glitter. I guess they put like glitter into like gooey lube, and then you know everything is like trade and barter kind of thing. It's like, you know, there's no money.
I got the taint wash for free.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't pay a dime for it.
No, you didn't.
I paid.
Well, so, and it's just naked girls that people can rub the glitter oil all over. So he is basically
he
has
what?
He has the harem. Okay. I guess he provides the glitter and the
so
baby
wait,
pool.
He just goes to Burning Man is like, if you're hot and you get naked, I will rub glitter on your body.
No, he facilitates.
He doles you out to people to rub glitter on.
He's their pimp.
He has the girls.
He's the pimp. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and he asked you if you wanted to be one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think maybe he pays for you to go. I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah.
But fuck no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
That's a PH disaster, first
mm-hmm.
of all.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many a...
You have not enough cranberry juice in the world to get rid of that UTI.
I've had plenty of things happen, but I am not getting a yeast infection that's pretty and glittery. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Question for the ladies.
Uh-huh.
Emily Flemily, which do you hate more, a yeast infection or a UTI?
UTI.
Really?
Because I think I'd die. Like,
well, yeah.
I think about this so much.
I find a yeast infection so much more uncomfortable, though.
But it's like, I feel like you get Diflucan. I stock up on Diflucan. Every time I got to take an antibiotic for anything, mm-hmm. I ask for Diflucan, and then I just see if I need it. Because usually after antibiotics, it's like
you need it, pH. Yeah.
But sometimes I don't, and then I just stock that shit.
That is so smart.
Every time I go to the, like...
Because I always, like, need it in what feels like an emergency.
Yeah,
and then it takes a little while.
Over-the-counter stuff does not work. No, it just doesn't. They're making us put a fucking... tiny robin's egg full of conditioner in our pussy.
That is, it is exactly
not doing
what it
anything.
Is.
No. It sucks. So it's like that Diflucan. Also, I find that my skin looks better after mm-hmm. taking that Diflucan pill. It's just like, I don't know. It's amazing. But yeah, every time I go to the doctor, I go, oh, can I have a Diflucan?
So anytime you need antibiotics, you ask for that and they just do that.
Yep.
That is a life hack.
Yes.
I also,
to prevent UTIs, always get the Azo, like the cranberry plus pain relief. Not just the little tiny pellet pain relief ones that turn your piss orange. Don't do that. Well, that's good for the pain, but there's like a combo one that's like these big red discs. I always have that on stock.
This is changing my life.
That prevents it. So it's if you pass out after sex, forget to get up to pee, that's the kiss of death right there. Then you just take one of those in the morning.
And you'll be like, so much.
You knew it. You probably knew all this, and I just sound like I'm woman-splaining.
No, okay. I didn't. No, for real.
Oh, cool.
I only have had the tiny little Azos that turn your pee orange.
No, those.
Yeah.
There's other ones.
Right.
There's
and I've never thought to ask prophylactically for Diflucan.
Yeah.
Because I always wish I had more. I always wish that I just had it on hand.
And I always, I'll have a pretty good stack, lined mm-hmm. up sometimes, but then I'll give them out to my friends because they're suffering or something. Yeah. And then I'll be out and I'll be like, I can't be generous like this anymore.
Yeah. It really should be. Well, I'm sure there's a reason why.
It should be over the fucking counter. Yeah. I don't know why. I think that there's something about if you take it too much, it stops working and maybe so it's the same thing as antibiotics or something, but I ain't buying it.
No. I know it feels like we're having a great time. Why bring another person into this? Hi, Tony. this is just a penis man. I do not know why I said that.
I don't know why either.
Does that predate you?
No, that was something that you said once a long time ago. See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Your old producer that made all these drops, Jeff. I feel like he had a it was his thing. When I hear something on the show sometimes that I'm like, that'll be a fun drop to play, it never gets used. It's just like, oh, that's funny out of context, and then there's never a moment to put them in.
So now's your opportunity.
Yeah.
And then it just sounds like she's saying it to me right now. She's calling me a penis man for some reason.
A penis man. Well, if anyone, listeners, remember, got lost in my singulars and plurals. Anyone out there, if you know why I referred to someone or something as a penis man, please let. I know that for a while I was like, I thought calling people a dildo, that's like a funny insult.
It should be like a contest.
Name that drop.
Yeah, if you know the context, write in, self-addressed.
You get a Diflucan.
Yeah.
We'll send you
one. Send you a handful of random antibiotics.
Yes, a grab bag.
Yeah, you get a Z-Pack.
Yeah,
I got one Ativan that I've held on to for 10 years just in case.
Yes.
Just because they won't give them to me anymore.
I have a strong Valium.
Ooh.
That's so old at this point. I didn't need it, but I had it for some fertility something or other.
Yeah.
And that's just, I don't know.
Break glass in case of emergency. Oh,
that's a just mirror. Everyone, do you hang on to old prescriptions and pills?
I had an emergency Valium stash from getting a wisdom tooth pulled.
They gave you Valium?
Ooh. They did, yeah.
And they didn't give me shit.
No, me neither.
Got to find a nice dentist who doesn't give a fuck. I forget who this was. I would recommend him to Angelino's, but I forget who it was. And I had that for a while, and I didn't use it a lot, but I kind of just liked having it in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
Break glass in case of emergency. You never know. But then I had a buddy who hurt his back, and I'm like, well, I can give this to someone who actually needs it.
That's
because
nice.
I'm
that's
really
so,
good. I'm a good really, man.
Yeah.
I use cloth bags at the grocery store.
That's
sex work is real work.
You know, I was. That's very nice of you.
Thank you. No, I'm not a hero. Some say it, but I'm not.
This reminds me of when we were working it at Midnight, and you know, poor Nick Weiger has a back from hell.
Oh yes,
Nick Weiger of Doughboys.
Yes, he's got.
But he had something about video games.
What's wrong with his
back? Get played pod.
I don't know,
but I know his back bothered him, and I remember my back started bothering me when I was working there too because I didn't realize you got to make your seat lower and look up at the computer. That's what helps you from getting pinched nerves in your back. And I was in agony. And he gave me one of his muscle relaxers.
Aw, what a guy.
And it was great.
Yeah, those writing room jobs can be murder on the back.
Yeah.
I know, it's like, you know, you don't want to complain too much about a very cushy job where
That's
they
true.
Bring you lunch, but also very bad for the back.
That reminds me of Eddie Pepitone's joke about, Vicodin? This was his ad slogan for Vicodin. Come to think of it, my back is a little sore.
Yeah,
that's funny. Mm-hmm.
Funny.
The lunch at this cushy job,
yes.
where the cushy but non-orthopedically sound job, would you choose what you wanted for lunch and they would bring it to you? Or was it like today where it's like quesadilla Thursday?
Varies from...
It was half and half,
yeah,
right?
So varies from writing room to writing room. And again, like if you're on a network show that has a very big budget, your lunch is going to be real nice. You know, cable shows, streaming shows, it gets less nice. So I think a lot of times they'll have like catering on the day that it's shooting.
Mm. Yeah.
And so that's like, you know, steam tray with a couple of veggies, a couple protein options, vegetarian option, vegan option, and then a little jug of lemonade and a little jug of iced tea. You can mix them if you're feeling fun.
Yeah. And then there was good crafty.
And then there's like some, when you're like on set, they'll have like somebody there with a hot plate making like frozen appetizers, and that fucking rules.
Yeah, little gyozas.
Yeah, somebody handing you a couple of mozzarella sticks when you're standing around.
Yes.
Yeah, really, really fun.
Yeah. It was like tender greens, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then you'll get your certain tender greens, sweet green, Mendocino Farms, these types.
Are tender greens and sweet greens the same? Not the same, but I mean, are they offering the same level of greens?
I actually know the difference. So sweet greens are all salads. So it's like make your own salad. Tender greens, you can do a prefab salad, but they're mostly plates. So it's like
meat and threes.
Meat and threes. Yeah, exactly.
What's meat and threes?
So meat and three. I guess that's like a Southern thing. Yeah. Your meat and three. You get like a meat.
I do. Yeah.
And
it
then
is a
three
thing.
Sides. So oh, it's okay. like you get like, you know, the meatloaf with mac and cheese, you know,
it might even
peas,
be specific
beans.
To North Carolina, Tennessee, like that area of the South. I don't
meat
think it's
threes.
Even all
I think Missouri and stuff has that too. I mean, that's kind of what I think of it as, and it makes sense to me. You get three sides. Why is it that?
But yeah, it is like a yuppie meat and three.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know,
and it's good though. That barbecue chicken is.
I know. I like tender greens a lot, and sweet greens is pretty tasty too.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, kind of a boring.
They're a little
salad.
Expensive, but
little, they're pricey.
They're pricey, but they got wine.
Oh yeah. You can get wine.
I've gotten drunk at a Tender Greens.
Pretty good cookies, too.
Ooh,
you
yeah.
can have some fun at a Tender Greens.
You can.
Now, you guys work all...
I mean, by that logic, you could have fun anywhere, though, really.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Not at
That's the lesson. Okay. You can have fun anywhere.
I am down with it.
Not in Utah.
That's true.
It's
Wait,
true.
Is all of Utah dry or just parts of it?
They have, Utah has,
dry.
And I've been cut off
no,
in Salt Lake
dry.
City.
Oh,
I can
it's
speak
dry.
To this.
Yeah,
they,
I think I have cut. Too.
So they have a lower ABV beer and wine that's
what?
Made specially for Utah.
Oh.
And then they, when they like pour you a shot or pour you a drink, the liquor bottles have these regulators on them. So they can't. You know, like if you get
you
a shot
overpour,
at a bar
yeah.
here, it's more than, you know,
right.
a shot.
Right.
But yeah, so they have these regulators on the bottles and they are very quick to cut you off, as I found out.
And
how many
they keep
had
track
had?
From bar to bar?
Huh?
Like, I think they keep track of how much you're drinking.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Whoa,
that's
like on your card or what?
Is that Utah? Where did I hear about that? Like someone tried to go to another bar and they were like, No.
You were just at...
You're like, boy, we hate money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, so, dang it.
Wait, you got cut off. Were you seeming drunk? Or they were just like, you've had two, that's enough.
You know, good question. I think it was probably somewhere between the two. Mm. I think I was probably, you know, tipsy, but I don't... I'm like, there's no way I was as as lit up as I...
Were you at Sundance?
This is when I was working for Fuel TV.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a lot of like...
Every time he says something about Fuel TV, I know it's going to be something kind of legendary, like party.
Like a drinking story. Yeah. That was the most hard drinking time in my life.
And this was when you were Fuel TV, was that also Brian and Aaron?
Oh, no. They worked for, what was that TV network that like Al Gore had a stake in? I forget what it was called. I want to say
Current TV.
Current. Yeah. I was going to say Factor. No, they worked for Current. Yeah.
Okay. With Ben Hoffman.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you're at Fuel, and that was with Nick Weiger of the band.
Nick Weiger was there for a little bit. Chris Fairbanks there for a little bit.
This was a men's station.
This was a action sports network.
That's what I mean.
Pitched at teens.
Chris Fairbanks hosted a show, right?
Yeah. Like on air on this. Their daily show was The Daily Habit.
Yes. We played that once.
Oh, yeah. I bet you guys did. Yeah. I bet
like
you did.
2010.
Sure,
probably,
set up the drums on a skate ramp or something.
Yeah, it's a blur, but something like that.
I wonder if that video's still out there. I'm probably watching behind the camera.
Yeah, crazy.
I was like in my mid-20s. It was the first time I was making like any money at all, although not much. I had a little bit of money, and the culture around that place, as you might imagine, was just like it was a bunch of hard drinking bros. Dudes. And we would like go out on shoots and like get a fresh buzz before we started shooting. We would just like and it was like maintaining your endurance with free energy drinks. So it was a lot of like getting drunk and shooting as much as you can, pounding a free monster that some guy handed you, and then just like, you know, raging until 2 a.m. Fun time. I'm glad it's over.
It does sound fun.
It was fun.
I didn't get to have that in entertainment. I mean, we had fun with that midnight. We would go have fun. We go sneak off to Rayo's sometimes.
Oh, yeah. By the where the old At Midnight shot, there was a Italian restaurant called Rayo's.
Sure.
And I think they have like a line of pasta sauces.
Oh, they do.
They sure do.
And
we
soups.
Have their sauce.
Ooh,
it's good.
We
it's
are
good sauce.
Rayo's
enthusiasts. Yeah. Oh, nice. I've never been to the restaurant, though.
Oh, you gotta go. Yeah.
I didn't know it was near.
You're gonna blow some dough.
Yeah.
But the owner like walks around and chats you, or he's the manager.
Yeah, he's just an old Sopranos guy. Yeah. How you staying out of trouble? How's your mom?
Yeah, it's really delicious, though. I mean,
we should go. I didn't know it was
it's
near.
It's a good date night. You
whatever
should go.
The Hollywood studios
there's like
or
a,
that
there's
place
like
is
a,
called.
Yeah, so there's like a autographed photo of Bobby Slayton on the wall. Mm. So
but yeah, I love Bobby it in there. Slayton. But we would sneak off sometimes, and I felt so cool when you guys would ask me, because I was like the last of the new people that joined. Mm-hmm. And you and Blaine and I think Dave and stuff would all go like, all right, in between shoots, you want to go get a vodka soda? And it was like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
And I felt so bad. Like, we're going to get caught. So
Nobody
gives a shit.
Yeah, right? But no one knew.
No one knew.
I'm realizing I don't think I've ever seen a tipsy Jordan.
Oh, yeah?
What do you like?
You're missing out.
I bet you're fun. I bet you're
loud!
Fun.
Hey! It's Allison!
I bet you're a fun drunk.
I think. Thank you. I'm a blast. I'm a hoot.
I cry.
I've been crying.
All kinds of drunks out there. All kinds of drunks out there.
Well, if I'm really tired and like overwhelmed and stuff, I cry. Or I'll fight.
Really?
Sometimes I'll fight, yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you ever actually like gotten into a
physical fight? Me and my sister.
Oh, you mean like a verbal fight. I thought
well,
you meant like a
No, I don't physically fight, but my sister and I got into a fight where we did some heavy shoving.
Oh, okay.
Heavy shoving. Like you get, you know.
Yeah.
Has anybody here ever been in a bar when a full-on bar fight
has
broken out? Yes.
All the time.
I have, yeah.
Is that a Southern thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I saw a full-on bar fight actually in two different LA restaurants in the past year.
What?
I was at, what's that sushi place that's on like Hollywood and Vine?
Kabuki?
Is it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Hollywood and Vine?
Hollywood and Vine is a sushi.
Because I forget. It's not Kabuki.
Okay.
I can't remember what it is. But it's kind of bougie. It's like fancy bougie.
What's the one that
oh,
we
is
went
that?
To?
Yeah, no. It's
in Brentwood.
No, no, other, okay. On it. Yes, it's a really bougie one.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. It's so I went there last year for Valentine's Day on like a second date with a guy, and this I was
Katsuya or something.
Katsuya. Yeah, yeah, there yeah, it is. There you go. It was a cup.
That is the one that we went to.
Yeah. Well, we went to the one in Brentwood. But there's one in Brentwood and there's
one
in Hollywood. Can I say?
That's literally what I just
not
said, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying it so that people will listen.
God. I just watched a TikTok on how to handle it when someone repeats your point but without acknowledging that they did that. I'm glad you agree with me. So anyway.
So got him.
That's so brilliant. Oh, I love that.
That is brilliant. The reason I repeated you is because I wasn't listening to you in the first place.
Always what it is.
I mean, look, I know. I'll just be honest.
I know.
Which is even more offensive.
Not, right, yeah, so, I know. Not that impressed.
Katsuya.
Yeah, so we were sitting there. I was kind of, the food wasn't very good. I was a little bored. It's awkward on second dates. First dates, there's like no pressure. Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't care if this fucking goes well or not.
Right.
Second date, you're like, all right, I think I said all the things the first time and now I got siblings. Ugh, you know. But then... these guys started throwing glasses at each other. Like, was that
That's
hardcore.
Like, place for a
in
fight.
Anger or in fun?
In anger. No, in anger. They
it's
were
a Greek wedding.
Fighting hey. At the bar. There was something Jesus. About military service involved.
Oh,
and
boy.
It was intense. And I'm trying to remember.
Did anyone get hit?
Oh, yeah. There were people, like, getting hit. And there was glass everywhere.
That's a crazy place for a fight to break out.
I know. I'm like, people are paying hundreds of dollars yeah. for stuff, and we get a show.
I want to know what they got drunk on. Was it sake?
Oh,
was it,
probably.
You know, like, do
or
people get
Japanese
drunk on
whiskey.
Oh, yes.
Japanese
whiskey
is very good.
It is very good.
Yeah. So I've seen that. I can't remember the last fight that I saw, but I've seen a few. But,
I feel like
yeah.
it's been a while, actually, now that I think about it, since I've seen a fight.
There were certain things lucky. That were promised to me as a youth watching television. One of them was quicksand being a real problem. And the other is bar fights where stools and chairs are thrown about. And right. I have encountered
no,
neither.
It's always a fumbly, awkward
yeah.
mess. It's mm-hmm. never as, like, punch a guy in a face. Bullets in the air kind of
oh,
thing.
Oh, and also
I think it'll be.
A 40-car pileup on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen none of these.
I thought maybe people would slap each other more.
Yeah.
There's a lot of slapping in movies and TV.
There's also a lot of storming out. And if you've ever witnessed someone actually storm out in real life, it's like ridiculous. I feel like I've seen it twice. It's like, where are you going to go? We all drove here together.
Right.
Like, I guess everybody storms out in different places.
I see people storming out all the time, and it is our children.
Oh, yeah.
Will storm out.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I did that shit all the time. It was
yeah.
great.
Hell yeah.
And they go clean out their desk.
Yeah.
Have a little cardboard box with all their toys.
Oh, my God. I loved slamming doors, too. Slamming a door is so shocking if mm-hmm. you don't know what's going to happen because it's so loud. But when you do it, it's like... while you're doing it and you hear that bang, it feels so good. And then right after you were like, that was a bit much. Oh, that was a bit much. You know, Amy Sedaris, love her. She told a story about how in her apartment in New York, all the like the bedroom doors she mm-hmm. replaced with screen doors, like Southern screen doors.
Oh.
Because hearing that close sounds so much better than any other kind of door. And slamming a screen door sounds really great because it's not that loud.
It's like tinny.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh God, that sounds so fun. I want a screen door on my it's somewhere. Yeah.
You don't get screen doors here, mm-mm. really.
That's yeah, really that's true. There's no thing. Screen doors. I feel like they're kind of going away.
They might come back because mosquitoes are becoming a problem.
That's true. So, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. We had to find like a solution because we have like French doors. You can't really do a screen door for a French door, but we got these slidey things that close.
Ooh.
Phantom yeah. screens.
Yeah.
We got hooked up by Phantom Screens, so I must so shout them out.
Yeah. That sounds like a great band.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Todd Perry from Allison Rosen's other podcast, Allison and Todd After Hours. And one thing I always hear from people who listen to our show is that Allison and Todd After Hours is intellectually stimulating.
It's awful.
Because I was like,
yeah. No, it was we dry heaving from the diarrhea, the bar for the pee.
For more intellectual stimulation, check out patreon.com/AllisonandTodd. That's patreon.com/AllisonandTodd. Allison with one L and Todd with one D, because our parents couldn't spell.
Okay. I'm assessing. I'm feeling out the vibes, and I'm trying to.
I'll help you out. They're impeccable.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God! Is it giving impeccable?
It's giving impeccable, right?
Okay. The first time for a while,
it's bussing in here.
Shut up! Oh jeez.
I've heard a lot of people. Is it chef's kiss?
Chef's kiss.
Wait, but you said you're not on TikTok. How are you knowing all the slang?
I'll sometimes corner a 15-year-old and have them say a bunch of stuff to me.
Say things.
Say stuff. What do you say?
You're on Duolingo for millennial or for Gen Z slang.
Right, yeah, sure.
So it's giving for me is in that category of things that I don't think I would ever say.
No.
Because it's very...
You say it kind of like ironically. I've never said it sincerely.
Right. Me neither. But I feel like I've actually heard a fair number of people say it sincerely.
Mm.
Somehow that one slipped under
olds?
The screen door.
Olds are saying it?
Yes, they are.
Olds. You know. Let me talk to the olds for a second.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Don't say that.
No. Actually, yes.
Take a knee. Actually, don't do that. You should just sit down.
Just sit down. Don't say it.
Don't say it. Don't try to be hip. Don't try to incorporate new lingo when you're past a certain age. Just
Tony,
stick with your generation's lingo.
Do you say it's saying? I mean, it's giving.
It's giving.
Do you give it's saying other
I've
way around?
I've literally never even heard this.
Really?
I've never heard anybody say it.
I think it's one of those things.
How
not
lucky
to
you are.
Not to high horse this, but I think it is one of those things that is like appropriated from drag culture that
maybe we're
not supposed to casually bandy about.
And I watch so much drag like content on YouTube that I've heard it so much. I don't think I've ever said it.
Mm.
I definitely say vibes a lot.
I say I've incorporated vibe. I don't know. You know, vibe is very new. It's like a useful phrase. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the
I'm
vibe
okay
in
with
here.
Vibes.
Anyway.
But yeah.
Perhaps I'm.
I don't even know how I would use it's giving. When I see it used, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But
somebody give me an example.
Okay. So I think I could say. So, okay. So Daniel's soft ass t-shirt, right? You would say like, ooh, that t-shirt. It's giving 2005 American Apparel.
Yeah.
It's like you're whatever this thing you're comparing. It's like just a way of comparing things.
It reminds me of. Right, it's kind of basically what it is.
Or like, I was watching some TikToks that I can't unsee. That's also feels like I'm trying to think to say of Anne Hathaway being rude to fans and like it's giving just massive cunt.
Ah,
I don't know if you can use it
giving
that way.
Cunt was a good thing.
Well,
it depends.
Some people would say she was giving cunt.
Yeah, what did she do? What'd she do to the fans?
Oh my God. So it was
oftentimes, I don't think that they're just fucking busy and they're trying to go do
it's
something.
It's so hard when you see these videos because it's completely, you get no context.
No, you
and
don't.
So,
but yeah.
So there's one. I clicked on Anne Hathaway being rude to fans, hoping to find one that.
I feel like, maybe what? This is confirmation bias a little. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hoping to find one that I'd seen a while ago that haunted me. And it's her being interviewed on a red carpet. And the woman says, did you and Anna Wintour, because I guess she was seated next to it. Actually, I could just find it. I'll just play it for you.
I'd rather hear you talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And do your famous Anne Hathaway impersonation.
Okay. I don't have one. The interviewer, I guess she and Anna Wintour were like seated next to each other at something.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the interviewer says, did you and Anna Wintour talk about Devil Wears Prada? And then Anne Hathaway goes, yes. And then the interviewer says, can you tell us a little bit about what you talked about? And she goes, now why would I tell you that? Now why would I tell you that? I mean, you weren't there. She laughs. Wait, it is the bitchiest thing I have ever seen.
I don't know. I think she's just a little bit awkward. And
that's what I thought in the past.
Yeah, she's a theater kid. Like every time I hear her talk, I'm like, oh, we would have been friends in high school. She's a total theater kid. She would have threatened to kill herself if she didn't get the lead in The Music Man. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
I feel you're right in that, like, I appreciate how hard she works. She went that year that she hosted the Oscars with
James Franco.
And she actually, like, took it seriously. Like, I respect that. But part of me thinks that she's really sinister.
I did the last press junket I ever did was an Anne Hathaway movie.
Oh,
it was Rio 2, the talking parrot movie.
Hell yeah.
And before I went in, so in the press junket, you know, you sit down in front of them in a hotel room for like 5 minutes and you ask them as many questions as you can. And then they cycle in a new reporter. And everybody warned me about Hathaway. Like,
oh, what
did
they say? She's a total bitch.
Like, look out for Hathaway. She's in a mood today. And like all the, and usually the people, like the other reporters, like to say that is kind of risky because like publicity people are all around.
Yeah.
So like to say that to someone, you must have really had a bad experience.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm going in there with Hathaway. And, you know, and my things that I did in those press junkets were little bits, you know? So I'm like, oh God, I have to try and do a bit with.
Who is this for?
This was for, I had stopped, I used to do them for the aforementioned Fuel TV. And then for a little while after that, I did them for just like the, like if the studio wanted a web clip or something like that. So this just was for Fox. To use like internally.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in there and she's a fucking delight. She says, "Hi, I'm Annie," which they never like introduce themselves.
Aww.
She like was
I'm
present.
Stunned.
She laughed and
I'm
she
stunned.
Was great. And it's this thing where
maybe they were asking her shitty ass questions.
You never
I did. Yes, those junket people are fucking rude sometimes. Yeah. And this person with this Anna Winter thing, I get, but also, you know, like, yeah, I do see her point that, like, it was a private conversation.
She
and
was
also
trying to figure out a way to, like, say, I don't want to tell you, but in a cute way, and it didn't end up being very cute.
And, like, the people who try and make the celebrities do
Allison.
The viral stuff, it's like asking people about the Duke popcorn bucket.
Okay, and you've
like,
done junkets, and you know that these junkets are a grind for the celebrity. I mean, boo-hoo, right? But it's like, it fucking is. Like, they're spending all day, they're being asked the same question over and over, and they have to answer each time as though, and then the one time they slip, that's the fucking
I'm just saying,
Allison.
The sense I got from watching this was that she is evil. Now,
I stand by that, though. I
I'm
suspect she might be sinister.
To open my heart and mind to Jordan's experience, but something deep within me reacted. Unless it actually was sort of an out of context clip. Because oftentimes you can have a joking, like
banter, or something
conflict.
Like,
like
this
joking.
Was,
and,
we were pretend fighting,
right.
Or we were playing.
I have a thing.
And what's your thing?
I know her brother, Tom Hathaway, from New York. He was in the stand-up comedy kind of Brooklyn open mic scene. I don't know if he's still doing it. And his lovely wife, Shelby, who has like awesome vintage. She had a vintage store in Brooklyn, and I think they're in Minneapolis now. They just had a baby. They're lovely.
Are they there because they're trying to get away from her evil sister-in-law?
No.
Super mean.
But all I've heard is just like, well, he's absolutely lovely. Like,
maybe I'm wrong.
And everything I've heard from the people who've met her, like Shelby included, her sister-in-law, she's lovely. Like, so I guess I feel like as someone who has been told that I'm very annoying or off-putting at times too, because I'm kind of a theater kid as well.
No, but you're...
I just know I would do something like that on a red carpet. I know I would do something like that, and people would be like, she's weird, but they'd probably just go, she's drunk, and they'd be right.
I've got to play this for you guys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's something... Okay. I've seen her in interviews before where she laughs a little bit too loud, and I think, oh, she is like... She's trying so hard.
Right.
And there's something awkward about her, but I've never thought she's just spawned from the devil's loins until
I think that's really who she is, and it seems like she's trying so hard. But if she was trying so hard, she would be overthinking and totally calculated, like a Jennifer Lawrence.
And it's interesting, like, if you look at, like...
If you want to get into that.
I'm reminded of all the Dakota Johnson, Madam Web stuff.
She's calculated.
Is she?
Like, Dakota Johnson had that kind of crazy press tour for Madam Web where she just kind of, like, shit on the movie.
I thought that was
weird.
Brilliant.
It was. And I think, like, in the
probably,
right context...
It probably did her so much good.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
so real.
Not to just pretend to be excited about this bad movie.
Yes.
But she made it intriguing. She made it where you're like, well, I got to fucking see this.
How bad is
her
this?
Her popularity
thing?
Went up.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that movie tanked.
Except for the moment where she did the Nepo interview where she's like, who cares? Like, you know, I forget what she said, but it was like, you know, she's not going to talk, but she is the queen of the Nepos. Like, Tippi Hedren really is her grandmother.
She really is, and they should like, be a little humble about that.
Okay. People should acknowledge that.
She knows what's
happening. Let's hear it.
That look. Have you guys ever spoken about the movie? Yes.
And when has she shared?
How did I tell you?
Because I'm a fan and I need to know.
She's not anyone with it.
I don't think that seems cunty at all.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
I just think she can't be gossiping about stuff that the very secretive Anna Wintour talks about. That
woman's she's
like,
got to stay in good with Anna Wintour.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say in...
There's a bit of a longer clip, I think, where she just seemed... Well,
she did come across
Anne Hathaway
a
so much America's
bitchy.
Princess.
You know what? I think I have PTSD from interviewing a lot of celebrities in like situations like that. And so maybe I'm just erring on the side.
You really
of,
are. Or something.
Well, no, I understand. Like, okay, so here's why I get a little triggered when people critique stuff about Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
I feel like I am like my true self is her.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell that you're identifying with her.
I have completely trained myself to be like Jennifer Lawrence, where it's like, you know,
like one of the guys.
I don't care. Like that. It's like Jennifer Lawrence is the cool girl, mm-hmm. and Anne Hathaway is the girly girl who gets on everyone's nerves, who's probably, you know, gonna take up a lot of space and be a little loud. And like, it, you know, I think that she's just, she can't find the medium where it's like being perfect as a celebrity, which I think is impossible to do. But
yeah,
I suspect that actually, this is just a hunch. That is actually not the true Anne Hathaway.
Really?
I feel like I am an Anne Hathaway truther.
She has like
if
clones.
You were her, wouldn't you pick a better version?
No, because I think
wouldn't you pick a more likable version?
I think that comes off as endearing, and my suspicion...
To who?
To people who are into the arts.
No, like, I don't... It's like a Lea Michele situation where you're just like, ugh. Here she comes. Here comes Broadway girl.
I say, look up her ex-boyfriend who went to prison, and that whole situation. Just look it up.
Whoa.
I don't know enough of the details to talk about it.
Can this whole episode just be Anne Hathaway lore? Like, just
there's
like,
a whole...
becoming that.
There,
you would, at least you give them that.
She slapped Julie Andrews in the face during Princess Diaries 2.
Do you remember the picture of her... on a boat, it was a paparazzi picture, and she was like going down on her boyfriend. It was a scandalous picture that
what?
Anne Hathaway?
Are you thinking of Kanye?
No. Yes, I'm thinking
or
of
or Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
All right, listen.
Those pictures are awesome.
Look it up.
I don't know about that.
Orlando Bloom.
That guy ended up going to prison, and because he was involved in some sort of
like a Ponzi
financial
scheme, right?
thing that what. Look, I don't want to say more than I
was. It her fault? Was she behind it all?
I believe
he might be wrong.
She was involved in it, and she turned evidence against him in order to keep from going to jail.
Will you look this up, Tony?
Yeah,
honestly,
I could be wrong about
this.
That
sounds like the most relatable thing about her.
I'm not saying don't like her because of it. I'm saying that Anne Hathaway's a complex person.
Yeah, well, of course, I would think she is.
Aren't we all, though?
We all. Yes, it's true.
Aren't we all?
But listen, I could be wrong.
I really
I don't
now
know.
You could say she was
bottom.
At a crossroads.
I need to get to the bottom of this. Is Anne Hathaway mean and evil? That's what I now...
Or America's Sweetheart. It's one
right.
of
yeah.
the
two. She is America's Sweetheart, but like, what's behind
she's Madame
sweetheart.
Epstein.
I think just... I think it's like with like her and Dakota Johnson, right? It's like the people who just like grew up showbiz kids. Uh-huh. I think they just have weird social barometers.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times what they think is funny is not.
Oh, that does make it make sense.
And I think that, if, like I think that clip that you showed, I think what she thought she was doing was I don't want to talk about this with this
right.
person, so I think I'm gonna try and be cute and funny out of it, but it comes off as evil. Just I mean, like the Dakota Johnson stuff, like I think people love that, but also I think a more like socially cued in person would just be like, would find some way around that stuff. So, like, yeah,
oh God,
you know,
now, in the same way that Emily is relating to her, there's a part of me that does that, where I'll hear something that I just said just moments after, I'll remember it, and I'll think, why did I say that? That came off so wrong.
Oh, that's like, all I think about. Yeah. I have about five of them in my head right now.
The thing about that Anne Hathaway clip is you could tell she was not in a good mood when it starts. You don't know what happened before that. You don't know what, like, maybe there was a back and forth with that reporter that preceded that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm fine with her. I've been too harsh on her.
I think that you got to be taking beta blockers or something to be doing that shit all the time. I've never had beta blockers. I hear they're amazing.
So no, what does it do? Neither. It just keeps you from being nervous or something?
I think it's just pure confidence or something.
I think it prevents an adrenaline surge. So it, like, if it'll keep your heart rate level. But I think it's supposed to be good for
stage fright.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Like, if you go into an audition on beta blockers, you're like in the zone. Huh. I'd probably fall asleep.
Maybe we should all get on beta blockers.
Yeah, who's got loose beta blockers in their cabinet?
Allison Rosen listeners, mail us pills.
Beta blockers. So, Tony, have you learned anything?
Get a P.O. box, and listeners will just get a handful of whatever pills they have. Are beta blockers pills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
We want them. Yum, yum.
I don't have a P.O. box, but my jewelry store, all the return stuff goes to my local liquor store.
Nice.
Really?
That's my return address. I'm friends with the owner.
That's so nice.
I know.
That's so cool that they're doing that for you. I need to hear about this. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to hear from Tony, and then I want to find out about what's going on with you two.
Yeah.
I can't find exactly anything on it, but he kind of, the guy that was arrested in an interview from 2021, he's saying that basically once he got arrested, she broke up with him immediately. He says, if I remember, Annie's last words were, I love you forever, and we ended the call. That was at 2 a.m. on June 24th. At 6 a.m., I was arrested, and I never spoke to her again. And he said, I think she made a business decision. She decided saving her career was most important.
But what was he arrested for? What did he do?
It was pleading guilty to 14 counts of wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
He's Italian. Raffaello Foglieri.
Oh.
So.
She couldn't pay their way out of that?
There might be more to this story, though.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like
sounds
what?
Like some trafficking or something.
Like what I'd said earlier. Is possibly.
She was in on it.
She. Look.
I see.
I'm not saying that she was. I'm saying there are rumors that she was in on it and that the investigation that she was part of getting him busted in order to save her skin.
That makes sense. I love you forever.
I do not know if it's true.
Yeah.
She's great in Rio too, by the way. If you ever get a chance to see Rio too, she's electric in it.
I'm not saying don't like Anne Hathaway. God, maybe like her more. I mean, she's kind of a badass.
I think that every single celebrity has something fucked up, or every person with
a
lot of
town,
money.
Nothing's what it seems. People are, they're all performers, so just, you know, understand that.
Staying on top takes a lot of, I don't know, dirty
deals. Have you been playing with that Ryan Murphy again? What did I tell you about playing with Ryan Murphy?
Listen,
stay away from that Murphy boy.
Listen, you get your taint scrubbed. I do what I do. Okay,
he's a bad influence.
You guys have a podcast.
Yes.
We do. It's called Free with Ads. Mm-hmm. It is out now. You can download the first bunch of episodes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this was Emily's idea. She is very passionate about Free with Ads category of movies.
Yeah.
That you can watch without a subscription.
That's true. And I don't have a subscription. I still don't. And
boy,
I got not to YouTube. I watch the ads because I like to keep movies on while I'm doing things. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm working or making jewelry or I'm like cleaning my apartment, I just leave them on. And it's my favorite thing to do. It's like having a friend in the room almost. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy to me how like so many of them are like forgotten gems that were probably poorly reviewed at the time, but now you watch them and you're like, this is so fucking fun. Like the the year 2000's Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah. So what have we... Okay, so let's run down some stuff we've watched so far. Yeah. The 2000's Dungeons and Dragons. You know how there
so
was...
So good. It's so good.
I didn't even know there was no, a Dungeons and Dragons.
There is. Yeah. And it's got...
it's what's got a his... weigh-ins in it.
It's also got... fuck, what's he was... The voice of Scar
Jeremy Irons
is
oh,
in
wow.
it.
He's like doing one of those paycheck performances
it's
and
so
also going
good.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've seen He's Just Not That Into You.
Fucking hate it.
Time Cop.
Oh, yeah. He's Just Not That Into You. Yeah. That's like a bunch of different stories, right? Kind of
they all weave together.
Yeah.
It's one of those rom coms they made for a while where just like every famous person is in it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, like
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like such a fun, wacky, random collection of movies, and we watch a new one every week. Our producer is Matt Lieb. He's in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just kind of dick around for a week about a weird movie. It's been tons of fun.
It is. Nice. It's really fun.
Excellent. And then, Emily, you have a jewelry business now.
I do. I'm trying. I'm really trying. I feel like my nostrils are above water, and that's about it. I'm like... because I'm pretty much just Etsy, not to talk too much shit about Etsy, but like, I did not know how much they take.
Yeah. Do they take a lot?
Oh yeah.
Like what's
and they also keep your stuff in a reserve and you can't
your
take
money,
the money.
Till what?
Till 45 days after.
Oh.
It's 30%. They take 30% and keep it in a reserve. And then they take 6%. Plus another processing fee of like 2%.
Jesus.
So it's like I have to pump out so much stuff in order to make anything.
Right.
And I don't want to like charge a lot of money because I know like I know exactly what my time was. I know what the materials cost. I don't want to like overdo it.
Right.
I feel like there needs to be a competitor to Etsy if there
eBay.
Isn't one.
You could do eBay, but I haven't like and part of me is like, fuck it. I should just do an eBay store instead.
Yeah.
But because I love eBay. eBay's my favorite store. Like it's where I buy this is eBay.
Nice. I like that. I noticed that right when you walked
everything
in.
Is eBay. yeah, my purse, everything's eBay, but it just feels like Etsy is more of a streamlined thing where people can find it and stuff like that. So we'll see. I may keep using Etsy and I may switch to eBay because fuck this, man. But yeah, so it's really fun. I was late because...
Here, I'll show you. Let me get my bag. I was late because I was in the jewelry district because I was out of wire. Like you have the stupid ass beading wire. It's like you can have all the beads in the world and then you don't have any fucking
anything to put them on.
But I got new stones if you want to see them.
Yes,
you
I do.
See them?
Yes, I do.
Everybody, I've come to the consensus that everybody buys rose quartz and blue stones. Anything that's blue. That is like the thing that everybody buys and amethyst stuff. So, oh my God, look at the rose quartz. They're so pretty.
Oh, that is really pretty.
And then I got like this blue agate. This is ASMR for you. I'm just going to crinkle some.
That is really pretty also.
There you go. But I'm very excited to get home and
bead.
And bead.
So did you... Okay, because I saw the first announcement and I was like, oh, how cool. I know she makes these necklaces. Yeah. Now she's going to sell them. And then with each successive like post, it's been like, I've been like, oh my God, this is like a full like bit. Like she's like making a full little... Full big.
I'm trying.
Business.
I'm trying. It's just it takes so long to.
Was the intention at the beginning like I'm gonna really do this?
Yeah, I wanted to do it, but it's just like I didn't know that Etsy was. You got to know the game to really take advantage of the Etsy situation.
Are you learning it?
Yeah, I just have to pump out way more stuff than ever before.
I feel like Etsy over the years has gotten more and more flooded with just like drop shipping. Type shit like
oh
just,
the shipping will really get
you. No, I just no. What I mean is like
it's not
it used to
not
be
creators.
It used to be creators selling their wares, and now it's just people putting cheap shit from China that they're drop shipping from China. It's like all the same shit.
There is that, but then there's also like the fun thing about Etsy and eBay is putting a specific thing into that search bar and seeing what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing. I'm not looking for like a novelty t-shirt. I'm looking for
specific.
I wonder if there is a neon pink velvet dress in a size 14. Let's see what they got. And then sometimes you will find something so cool and be like, holy shit. So That's why I like eBay and Etsy. Mm-hmm. But
with eBay, how do you decide what level of used you will accept?
For eBay?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it also, you got to look at the item description. Mm-hmm. See, also, I need to see measurements of things and stuff like that. So, and they'll usually be honest about description.
Right.
It depends on the thing. I buy really old clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, and I buy them like a couple sizes bigger, and then I go to the dry cleaner and have them tailor it down.
Oh, that's smart.
This was a double XL, and then I had them trim it. It's Trans-Siberian Orchestra shirt. They
yes.
have the best merch. Why does Trans-Siberian Orchestra have the best merch?
I never would have guessed that they have amazing merch.
They have amazing merch.
Yeah. Last week's guest has seen them like multiple times because he won tickets on the radio.
Who?
Joe Cazala.
He won tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I forgot about that.
He used to win shit on radio yes. contests all the time. And I just remember he got like three times he won tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I want to see them. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Did David Foster write Carol of the Bells with Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yes.
Okay.
David Foster Wallace?
No, different.
No, David Foster, who was married to...
What's her name?
Yolanda Hadid.
Who's the Hadid's mom.
Yeah. He's not with her anymore. No, now he's with Catherine McPhee, right?
Yeah, yes. I believe so.
Yeah. What an interesting...
We think he's evil too, but I forget why.
He just seems like... I watched a documentary on him. He just seems like
you
a
did.
Dick.
Okay.
Yeah, he does
yeah
not
didn't
seem
he
like
get in trouble
guy.
Or something too?
Was he in the We Are the World doc? Is that where you saw him? Or was he?
No, there was like, I forget what it's called. I watched it a few years ago, but it was like a doc just about
it's
him.
Dicks in Music.
No, he seems like a bad guy. Like, he was on the first season
penis
of Real
Music.
It all comes back to Penis Man.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, yeah. The first or second season. And he he's the kind of guy that, like, if you go to his house for a dinner party, you have to listen to him play the piano.
Oh, fuck.
And it's just like, oh, God.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm from Nashville, and like one of the cringiest things is somebody at a party like getting a guitar out and breaking into song.
What's worse, that or someone doing a magic trick to you?
Oh God, no, the magic trick's kind of
that's
fun.
Better.
Yeah, I would take that.
I would take
it
the magic
back to the age old question posed on the show with Wendy and Dave.
Nope, we're not doing that.
Which.
No.
Is this a,
what is it? I want to know.
Would you rather fuck a magician or a...
No, I love that though. I...
Because yes.
...have always wanted to know how to do fancy
this
shuffling.
This is not like this.
Fancy shuffling. Like
fancy
where you're like...
Shuffling.
You know?
Oh, right.
How
oh,
cool
yeah.
is that?
Cool this, as fuck.
Thank you. Thank you.
For, I can't shuffle at all. I can't shuffle cards.
You can't even do the little...
I can do the little... One.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
not
but,
great.
I mean, but imagine if you could do like the, you know, the, right. the all the stuff that cool shufflers can do.
Yeah.
So I was like, how cool is that? And then my friend Wendy Molyneux...
He's so cool. He's captain of the football team and he shuffles cards.
Wendy Molyneux.
It is hot when it's like you first, someone just pulls it off. Like,
come on.
After a while, it's like, okay, we get it. You can shuffle.
Yeah.
So she,
and then when they insist on throwing them so hard, they go into a watermelon.
So she said,
he's just Gambit from
yeah,
X-Men.
Right.
Wendy said that if she came over for coffee and I started fancy shuffling, she would call the police. Like, there's in no universe is this right. cool. She would just be like, you guys, what's going on with Allison?
Institutionalized.
So then it turned into a question of which would be like the biggest cry for help. Which I don't think any of them are, but which is the worst? You go over to your friend's house and they begin fancy shuffling at you. You go over to your friend's house and they begin doing bar flair, like mm-hmm. throwing bottles in the air.
Ooh, okay.
Or you go over to your friend's house and they begin juggling.
God, great question.
What's worse?
Yeah.
Juggling.
Okay.
I would be kind of juggling
is like the Burning Man guy of fun tricks.
Right.
It's like, you know, that you know that they've got those sticks with the two sticks
the
on the side
sticks.
That you yeah. that you whack together and then the hacky sack bullshit.
These are all concerning. I think Emily, you hit on something, and I think it's this. I think just like in a vacuum, all these things are great, but it suggests a kind of guy, gendering it specifically. Yeah. It suggests a kind of guy that is real hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that like...
In like if, an Anne Hathaway sense?
You know, just maybe I put a bunch of Velcro on my walls.
And maybe I'm anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of that.
Are we talking like mystery from... like I'm a pickup artist?
I'm just doing like, but that's similar. That's a, that's, I mean, I think that's
Velcro
in the
guy
zone of
is
guy.
Exactly what I'm, yes.
I think it's like dude who gets fixated and maybe guy who talks at you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, and then maybe some wacky political beliefs, maybe a little more libertarian than you'd like.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the Flair bartender guy is making you a drink.
Well, that's what
that's
I was
going to
say. I think the Flair bartender guy, you get something out of it.
Yeah.
You get a drink.
And that's fun. Yeah. And that maybe could be just a party animal. And right. Who doesn't love a party animal?
Yeah.
But everybody juggling loves... guy is maybe like...
They're cornering you.
Slacklining somewhere.
You. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
He doesn't wear shoes.
Right. No, he wears those five-finger shoes.
He gets mad when people are wearing masks.
Yeah. Hey, what's with the face diaper?
I'm really interested in the fact that you have a talent, but I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you do it.
But go to the Ren Faire and do it.
Like, it's good. It's
this guy goes to the Ren Faire. This guy goes to the Ren Faire.
And there are, like, a couple of different types of Ren Faire people. There's the...
Oh, there's, like,
those kind of hippie Ren Faire people, which, listen, I love them all. But then there's also the, you know, the Comic-Con nerdy Ren Faire, which I kind of... I probably more identify with. But I do like a...
And then there's, like,
Ren Faire.
The historically accurate Ren Faire people.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Who are mad at the guys who dressed like Bill and Ted who came. I think there's people like, oh, that's not from the Edwardian era. You know, yes. There are some people who are like, I'm here because this is historical.
I mean, when some people show up in the truly historical stuff, I love it. It's great to see. It's a spectacle for the eyes kind of thing.
Like shuffling.
Right.
he's not going to let this go.
But I think like Comic-Con, I think if you go to Comic-Con, you have a bunch of guys who are mad because like, oh... So people are just here to see the cast of Riverdale. They're not here to dig through my cardboard box filled with back issues of Howard the Duck, you know. Yeah. And I think the Ren Faire is like, oh, you know, these fucking, nerds are just here to dress up like Doctor Who and eat a turkey leg. But I'm here because I care about blacksmithery.
Yes. Yep, that guy.
Yes.
Well, we've solved it. Shuffling's cool.
Well, we sure did.
Let's do Just Mirror Everyone voicemail edition. We'll just do one.
Sometimes I ponder on something I have thought or done. Is it just me or everyone?
All right. So I asked people to call in with their Just Mirror Everyone's, and we are going to hear one. Here we go.
Hi, this is Tammy. My Just Me for Everyone has to do with Mark Maron's podcast. If someone says, enjoy, I think, Boomer lives in my head. It's been that way for like 10 years. And he doesn't even say it that way. But every single time someone says, enjoy, I hear, Boomer lives.
Oh, Boomer lives. That's his cat.
His cat, yeah. Thank you, Tammy, for calling in with that. Now, you have broken my rule that we do not ever mention the name of any other podcast. I guess I broke it myself by talking about Free With Ads. But I do not have that one in particular, but I'm sure there are other people who do.
Yeah, and this hits at a more broad thing about like, is there something that just plays in your head every time? Mm-hmm. Every time you hear a certain cue, do you hear a little catchphrase?
Yeah. Totally. And I'm trying to think of one. There is a... Oh, it's a Creed song. And I'm going to think of it in just a second.
Can you take me higher?
No. I sang that at karaoke recently. Okay. It was good. It's a harder song. It's like very low register up to high. So it's like...
Listen, this is another topic we've got on Free With Ads. Mm. Creed, maybe my least favorite musical band.
I love
The guy's
Creed.
Got pipes. The guy's got pipes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pipes for Jesus.
I like Goo Goo Dolls, Creed, Nickelback. I think that they've all kind of got that I'm a badass who's just taking on the world by himself. Like, you know, this kind of music. I like it. I love it.
Emily, can you move your phone off the...
Oh, shit.
Getting some interference.
I know. Okay. With me, it's like Simpsons stuff. I wish I could think of one off the dome, but I have so much Simpsons shit mm-hmm. rattling around in my brain mm-hmm. that like, yeah, I feel like I have a Simpsons quote that'll pop into my head, although I can't think of a good example right now.
I know. I have so many, and I can't think of a single one. I do it all the time.
But anyway, Tammy, it is not just you, and it's probably a lot of Marin listeners who, I don't know, how does he say enjoy Boomer Lives? Is that like...
I don't even know that one.
Yes, there's tons of those things where they look, things trigger things.
Mm-hmm. Things do trigger things.
Isn't it interesting? Have you ever noticed the way it's a true. Thing will trigger a thing?
All the time.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So
this true. Is killing me because I do this all the time.
I know. Yeah. It's one of those things like, I know I do this. I cannot think of it. I won't think of it until it comes out.
It's going to kill me.
There's a YouTuber I listen to who does drops. And,
Aram
Brown. And he has this drop that anytime I hear Elon Musk's name or read it, I hear a drop which he does, which is Elon Ma or whatever. And so it's like kind of if there's something you're listening to, cut this out, Tony.
Tony, make a drop out of this.
Yeah.
I think I have one. There's a thing in The Simpsons where they go to Mad Magazine. They go to like the writer's room of Mad Magazine, and you hear the end of their meeting. You hear somebody go, "What about everybody hates Raymond?" And they all laugh. And then a guy wipes away a tear and he says, "Well, we stayed up all night, but it was worth it." And every time somebody goes, "Well, I want to go," "We stayed up all night, but it was worth it."
Yes, that is a perfect one. Excellent. If you would like to call in, please do with your Just Mirror Everyone, 323-553-2331. Again, that is 323-553-2331. I would like to say hello and welcome to some Patreon people.
Allison wants to say thank you to a couple of special people.
Hello and welcome to Amy Garcia. Hello and welcome to Chris Arjona, Isaac Sorrell, Michael Lane, Mad City Architect, Erica Falsgraf, Nicole, Sherry Cifaldi Morel, or Morrell, Jason Best, Jen, Andrea Speck, Jennifer Bunton, and Mike D. Thank you so much. As you guys have probably heard me say on the show before, normally you would have heard me segueing into a number of ads right now. Ads have been thin for me lately. And I want to think it's the whole podcast industry. I don't know that it is. Well, actually, most people would. You know what? This is a topic for me and my therapist. Anyway, the point is...
It's not the whole show.
The point is... this show has become a labor of love as opposed to a labor of profit. Mm. And I am now relying directly on your direct support. So thank you so much. If you enjoy the show, if you've listened for years, or even if you just enjoy and you've listened for a minute, there's a way you can support. And that is patreon.com/AllisonRosen. Also Patreon. My Substack, AllisonRosen.substack.com. So please... sign up for those things. And thank you so much for all your support. Truly, I would like to say thank you to my guests. This has been delightful.
Yeah.
Emily Fleming, where might we find you?
Well, you can find me on Maximum Funds, Free with Ads.
That's
with
right.
Jordan. New episodes of Meals of History are coming out with Mythical Kitchen. I'm actually going to cook pretty soon on Mythical
cool.
Kitchen.
Let her cook.
Yeah, I'm going to cook something, which I'm terrified of. But we'll see how it goes. And my Instagram is at mflemily, E-M-F-L-E-M-I-L-Y. And no, fuck TikTok. I don't really do it that much. And then Twitter is at Flemily Emming. And you can mess around with that. And then my Etsy store is Flem Gems. If you just look up Flem, FLEMGEMS.
Wonderful, Jordan.
Yeah, again, free with ads. Over there on MaximumFun.org or wherever you're listening to this podcast. New episodes every Tuesday. And I got a graphic novel coming out later this year. It's called Youth Group. It's
Woo!
A YA horror comedy about teenage exorcists. Pre-order that wherever you get your books. But if you do it through Book Soup here in LA, I will personalize it. So I will write anything in the book as long as it's, you know, PG-13. It's a YA book. But I would love to do some Allison Rosen inside jokes for people. I would love to do Got Your Bumper Dinged at the Squat and Gobble. Oh, I'd love to do
He's a penis man. That's PG-13. All right, he's a penis man. It's really fun. It's fun to hear have podcast fans and Mythical fans request weird stuff in their books, and it's been a hoot. So I'd love to get some Alison Rosen people in there. Booksoup.com is the website for that great indie bookstore, and the book is Youth Group.
Wonderful. Daniel?
Yeah, don't bother.
All right. Tony?
All right.
Just Instagram at
Tony Thaxton.
And a couple of shows coming up. April 6th at the Lodge Room with Don't Stop or We'll Die. Our pals the Sloppy Boys will be playing too. Mm-hmm. Just announced the second leg of the Motion City Soundtrack 20th anniversary tour for our first record. We did a leg on the Midwest and East Coast a few months ago, and now we're going to be coming out this way and other places. So
nice.
Yeah. Cool. Wonderful. And I forgot to say, follow me on TikTok. I'm really ramping up my TikTok.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Get out there.
It's the Alison Rosen.
It's giving TikTok.
Giving desperate.
It's giving Gen Alpha.
Oh, no. God, I've heard that so much lately. Yeah. Gen Alpha. Anyway, the Alison Rosen on TikTok. Thank you. Guys, this was fun. Everyone, thank you. Listeners, thank you for listening. I love you. You matter. Goodbye.
Hey, do you know about the Alison Rosen Show? We had a good time, but now we gotta go.